First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Hello and welcome to the Kickers Matter Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm joined, as ever, tonight by two of my co-hosts. Timbo is back. How you doing, Timbo?
Hello, mate. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. And Mr. Happy is back himself, as usual. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. What do you mean back? I was there last week, the week before us.
That's why I said,
as
usual, you know, you never let us down, do you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We are going to continue our NFL free agency, fantasy impact, really, this week. So, obviously, we'll go through a couple of the teams we've done last week, and there's new signings every day.
Yeah. Chuck them out quickly, yeah.
Chuck them out. We'll do that at the end, though. But we'll start where we left off last week, and it's going to be with the Las Vegas Raiders. And I think Jamie might lose his rag here with this. Yeah, and that's why Tim's left. See you later, Tim.
So, have you got the free agent list?
Yeah, I've got it right here. It's right in front of me. I will get it up on our stream now. Here we go. There we go. So we got the Las Vegas Raiders, and obviously this is a fantasy impact. Let's start with, Kenyon Drake.
What are the Raiders doing? What is John Gruden doing? And this isn't specifically around Kenyon Drake. This is around what they've done to the line. It's ripped it to shreds, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which firstly was fairly concerning for Derek Carr, who played very, very well last year, and also for Josh Jacobs. And then on top of that, Gruden goes, you know what? We could do with another RB1. Let's get in Kenyon Drake. Someone explain it. Anybody.
I've said my thoughts on Kenyon Drake for fantasy and real life NFL. I kind of liken it to Eric Ebron. The guy's playing on his third team in 3 years. I don't think Kenyon Drake's a particularly good running back. I don't think he's an RB1 for fantasy or NFL. I think it's a telltale sign that he's been on three teams in 3 years now, and the Cardinals didn't want any part of re-signing him. and keeping him within their organisation?
I think partly this year is due to the fact that the salary cap numbers are down and it's teams who can afford to pay running backs. He didn't get, it's probably technically a 1 year contract because a lot of the contracts turn around. You see them going, I've got a 4 year contract, technically it's 2 years. He's got a 2 year contract, probably only a one. I don't think Kenyon Drake, Tim's always looked sexy apparently, Craig. Yeah.
There's a much better topic going on in the chat than the last week. Was saying I look sexy, Matt Cullen. You're a wonderful man. And Ranjit, thank you as well, mate.
It's that mop haircut.
It's top knot it next week.
Where do you boys? Okay, I assume Josh Jacobs was down your boards with all the O-line news and releases and trades.
Yeah.
And now that they've brought in Kenny Drake, how much further down is he going?
He hasn't. He's still stayed where he was from my adjustments because of the O-line issues, etc. But he hasn't. I know you will disagree, Jamie. I really do not think Kenyon Drake is a factor, and it's a telltale sign for me that he's played on three teams in 3 years. I don't think he's particularly a very good running back.
All right, give me an over-under on combined on total yards for Kenyon Drake next year. In your, what you think?
I think he's going to be a backup. I don't know. Like sort of a backup running back. You're saying if Josh Jacobs doesn't get injured or something like that.
Yeah. If Jacobs was the main guy all the time.
Just as a little side piece while Jack's thinking of a number, is there's known issues with attitude with Jacobs, isn't there? And I've never been a big fan of Jacobs. And is this an insurance play? That's the only thing I can see that, you know, Jacobs has a hissy fit halfway through the season, or they need to do running back by committee because they can't count on him and they know that the O-line's a bit rubbish. If we're talking about running back by committee, it's not bad as a player, because I quite like Drake. I think it hurts Jacobs more than it does to Drake. Like Jack said, he stays where he is because he was effectively that at the Cardinals.
He's a two down.
I want no part of these guys.
Gruden, for some really odd reason, sees him as a two down back. I don't get what Gruden's up to. I think Gruden's a moron. And before we come on,
Nobody does. No one knows what Gruden's
doing. No, and to be fair, before we come on, I said I think this is Gruden's last year in Vegas. I don't care what contract they gave him. I think he's gone after this year. But for some reason, he's got it in for Josh Jacobs and pass catching. We saw it last year, and they kept throwing in Devontae Booker and things like that. Over under 350, Jamie? Rushing yards?
No, combined.
You want to do combined? Sorry.
That's right. Everything. Just kind of from what Tim said about as potentially insurance policy. I swear to God, I saw a tweet when Kenyon Drake signed where someone said the Raiders haven't given a running back or something, a second contract in God knows how many years, which is really weird. I can't think if it was since McFadden. I don't know, but the Raiders... It was some tweet about linked to Jacobs and Drake and saying that they hadn't given a second contract to a running back that they drafted in God knows how long. So, interesting. What's that number, Jack?
450 for mine.
I'll take a beer bet on over on that.
Okay.
If you're good for it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously an injury would void it either side.
Yeah, they've got to play 10 games.
Yeah.
They've got... Okay, hold on. I'm actually going to find a pen and write it because I know what we're like with beer bets, and obviously I want to pay up if I lose.
Well, when you do lose.
If, and then I will actually put a proper spreadsheet together that we can link to in the flipping handles. So
let's
over
4:50. Let's move off Kenyon Drake now before I top myself.
Yeah, let's move off. I mean,
Josh Jacobs, are you selling or buying or holding?
I think you hold and probably try and buy. Yeah. If you have him, you hold him. And I would be trying to buy him. Kenyon Drake is, sell. I mean, Kenyon Drake finishes the RB14 last year in fantasy. Which is impressive, but I also believe that was due to the fact there was a lot of injuries at the position. I don't think he's finishing near that ever again. My views for Kenyon Drake. I just don't think he's a very good running back.
I'm like you with Jacobs. I'm not even close to even contemplating selling him. I'm holding and seeing if I can buy him potentially below his value. And even with Drake, to be perfectly honest, I'm probably buying. I'm buying or selling. Not buying or selling. Buying or holding, sorry. I'm not selling him. Unless you can sell him to the Jacobs owner, who might pay a little bit more than what he's worth.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's a handcuff.
Well, I think some weeks he'll be able to stand alone him as a flex, even with Jacobs. It'll be interesting to see how they use him. John Brown.
John Brown. So they've signed John Brown to a 1-year deal.
I like it.
I do.
I love it. He's stepping in for Aguilar.
I prefer this for Henry Ruggs. And I wasn't a massive Henry Ruggs fan coming out either. But John Brown going there. I can see this opening things up for Henry Ruggs.
Do you want to know why I like it? And I bet it's similar to why Jamie likes it. Is because Aguilar looked all right last year and John Brown far better than Aguilar. So if you're going to pop him in the exact same role, he's just going to do better.
Do you know what was being said at the start of last season about Derek Carr?
Well, I was going to say, Aguilar got a lot of touchdowns last year, didn't he? So I just want to see what his stat line was.
Aguilar was very good.
Yeah, I'm just going to get his stat line up.
Yeah. What was being said about Derek Carr last offseason, the start of last season, was, he doesn't throw the ball deep. He can't throw the ball deep. He's not good. And I kept hitting back at that, saying Derek Carr throws a very, very good deep ball. He's just, because he didn't use it a lot, doesn't mean he couldn't throw it. And last year he showed that, what was it, he protected the ball, let's put it that way. He didn't have a huge amount of turnovers, as in interception-wise. I think Carr's probably a high to mid QB2.
Yeah.
This dynasty-wise, I think, given... If someone like Jacobs goes down or Drake goes down, I think he could be, I wouldn't say QB1 low end, but there'll be some weeks where he will be.
Just on the stat line for Aguilar, it was 896 yards for 8 touchdowns. That was a career high, but he was also averaging 18.7 yards per reception.
Yeah.
So...
You're a massive
Derek Carr
fan, Jamie.
Huh?
You've always been a bit Derek Carr fan, though, haven't you?
Yeah. I wouldn't... Okay, I'm not going to say I'm a massive fan. I think he's underrated. I think people don't rate him for what he is. It's the same similar reason why I'm a fan of Andy Dalton, because he is an underrated player for what he gives the team. He is. What he gives the team, but he took the Bengals to like the playoffs 4 years.
Last year to know that he is very average.
QB one of the Bears.
I like the John Brown.
I think he's going to do better this year.
Dalton, I bet he doesn't have anywhere. I bet he doesn't even come close to Trubisky's stats over the last 2 years.
Ooh, interesting. I like this.
I missed that bit.
I can get the Trubisky stats up.
I bet he doesn't come anywhere near Trubisky stats for the last 2 years.
So in 2019, Trubisky threw for 3,138 yards for 17 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. In 2020, Trubisky threw for 2,055 yards for 16 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
All right, add them up, divide it by 2, and I'll take the over. Are we going to add those up, divide it by 2?
What am I adding up? Just the fact you just want the receiving yards.
No, I'll take the. What we'll do is we'll add up the 2 years.
So you end up with 3 stats. You end up with
No. I'm talking fantasy wise here. So basically, we will add up the 2 years divided by 2 and interceptions and touchdowns. Work out the average. Work out what fantasy points he's got, and I'll tell you, Dalton will get more. Is that fair?
Yeah, you'll be able to, if you look in one of the sleeper leagues, just get his points in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take the over. I presume.
I saw a stat from about Trubisky, and it was something along the lines of per game, or the amount of wins that he's been on the field for in the Bears, is more than any quarterback in the last, it was quite a way, and he ranks quite highly in the list of quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era.
What, for the Bears?
Yeah. Obviously, they've had a lot of trash quarterbacks.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But like, the...
All right, so looking at Trubisky. What's Trubisky got?
Oh, Jamie's working stuff out. I don't get the...
It's 6-3. I'm just having a look at 6.
I don't get the move by the Bears. I think
while you're working that out, I always like it when this happens. Can we have a live trade debate? I've just been sent a trade by one of our guys who's in a lot of our leagues. Rhymes with Woy. And he's sending me Tua and Swift for Deshaun Watson and the 103 in a super fight.
What?
No. Are you accepting or are you not?
No, I'm holding Watson. I'm not selling him cheap.
I'm not selling Watson.
Basically, so what is it? Watson and let's say you take a... It's basically, if you're thinking running back, it's Watson and Harris or Swift and Tua.
No.
So no, I want the Watson side.
Yeah.
Here you go, Tim. Here's the Trubisky. 186.8 fantasy points. So I'm going to go Dalton over and you're going Dalton under.
Yeah.
Cool. Mariota, he signed with the 1 year, 3.5, with a no trade clause. Are we done with them?
Yeah, are we done with the Raiders? Because we've gone on to the Bears.
No, we did the Bears last week. No, I think you've got Mariota, who signed the 1 year deal there. Doesn't really mean anything to me. Theo Riddick signed.
No trade clause as well, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't care. the Chargers. Now, they made a signing that I actually quite liked.
Is it Cook?
It is Jared Cook.
Yeah. I think they go tight end and they have a year of blood in somebody alongside
Jared. Yeah, they may very well bring in like a Brevin Jordan out of this draft class or something along those lines. But
I reckon they get Pitts.
Do you know?
Mm.
If Pitts goes there, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do. He's going to the Giants.
Just whether or not he's there at, what is it, 13?
You could take him at 13. They could get it. It's a big possibility.
Could be.
Just to let you know, Jamie, in regards to Andy Dalton, back to that, he only outscored Mitch Trubisky once in the last 6 weeks in fantasy points of last season.
I bet he only outscored him less than 5 times in the last 3 years, to be honest.
I like the Jared Cook signing because we saw what Hunter Henry done here. So, I like the signing for fantasy.
I
don't think any of us picked him going there.
No, definitely didn't.
No.
Happy to move on?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rams. And only one notable fantasy free agent signing, which was DeSean Jackson. Obviously, Matthew Stafford's gone there via a trade. Anyone interested in DeSean Jackson?
He's
best ball, that's it.
He's dead, isn't he?
Well, even after seeing what Marvin Jones did last year.
I think Marvin Jones is better than him.
How many games is he going to be healthy?
Oh, yeah, true.
He'll do really, 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 really well week one, and then he's done. That's my bet. He's a bet for a double. If anyone's looking into week one now, he's a bet for a double. That's it. It happens every time. Did it with the Bucks? Not the Bucks. Did it with them? The Bucks? It was with Fitz when he.
It wasn't because he was at Washington, wasn't he? It was Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and then he did it with Philly week one. He'll do it with the Rams week one with a big Stafford rainbow, and then that's it. So he's a good bet week one. He isn't fantasy relevant, is my bet.
Okay.
Any more?
Happy to move on, or do you want to talk a bit? I think we've sort of discussed Matthew Stafford. We believe he just boosts this whole offense for fantasy.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the Dolphins. The Dolphins have been making moves. The first one was Will Fuller. Why do you like it, Tim?
Because I like Will Fuller. And I quite like Tua. And I think they will do work on their O-line. I think they'll build a decent running game. I think that offense will be fantasy relevant. And what you've seen from Will Fuller is he's been really good with Hopkins, with you.
Yeah.
He's been good on his own. He's got a better quarterback in Watson in that scenario. But there's going to be more weapons by the time the Dolphins come out of this draft. So I like it long term. I think there might be some pains up front. I just hope he stays healthy because he's a proper talent.
Yeah, I like it for fantasy as well. I think it gives Tua a nice weapon. there's talks I've seen somewhere the other day that Fuller and Tua already have in conversation to meet up this off season to throw passes to each other, etc. I like the move.
Is that not one of them? I'm allowed to swear on.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. It's one of the wankest things in the NFL is this whole meeting up beforehand. Because didn't like Brady throw to like practice squad people before last year? Like, I'm not being funny. I think it's really good for them to sync up and work together. But every quarterback seems to do it, right? So this whole, it bugs me. I think there's far too much made of it. I think it's just a bit of a social media wank off. That's it.
No, I quite like it when someone new goes there. I like it. You try and get that connection. I believe the Dolphins are doing everything they can to help Tua out this year. I was very critical against people on Twitter who were just seemed to be this anti-Tua brigade on Twitter, and it annoyed me a bit. He's a better quarterback than people give him credit for, and I mean the guys at the Dolphins, 6-3 on under his leadership, and I mean, when your wide receiver, like two on that team, is Jakeem Grant, I mean, what are you expecting someone to do? It was harsh. Now this is the year that you could give him pelters for if things do not go right, because the Dolphins are trying to do everything right to help him. I like Fuller opposite Devontae Parker. I think it's a great 1-2 combo at wide receiver they're going to have. The running back position is a bit weird here. I've got a funny feeling the Dolphins may not draft a running back. I don't know why, but they brought in Malcolm Brown. There was talk of them bringing in Chris Carson at one point. Malcolm Brown, he's just one of these players that's a bit meh. He just annoys you for fantasy because he interferes with the other guy that's there, normally by vulturing touchdowns.
He's an absolute fantasy point stealer, isn't he? I can't stand him. He's ruined fantasy weeks for me. I really hope they take a run back or take somebody later on down the line who's pretty good. Because if you add a wide receiver to this core as well, another one, I really like them for fantasy. I thought Gesicki was brilliant last year. Best, especially down the stretch. So, I think we can take a running back.
It'd be interesting. I don't think I think they're going O-line with their first pick that they have anyway. But we will see. We will see. Let's move on. Yeah, they've not really done anything. I believe they brought Amir Abdullah back, which is, I suppose, somewhat interesting. He'd be the third option there behind Cook, Mattison, with Boone gone. But it's nothing really to worry about for fantasy.
Yeah, the next one's interesting.
Oh, good. What is this team doing? It started off quite nice. I mean, fantasy Twitter was loving it. And then about a day later, well, it just went a totally different way. But we'll start with Jonnu. Let's just start with the tight ends because they both impact each other. Jonnu Smith signs here. Hunter Henry signs here. Which one of them two are you drafting in fantasy, Tim?
Neither.
If I hold a gun to your head.
Jonnu.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I care about in that scenario. I just prefer Jonnu, and he's going to be on the field more than Hunter Henry.
Do you think? Yeah. I don't think he will. Hunter Henry can block and...
I think that's irrelevant when you've got somebody who's made of glass. Henry's injury history is...
He played last year.
He did, but how long have you been in the league now?
Well, People said this about Keenan Allen, though. Sometimes
I don't like Keenan Allen. You know, I don't like Keenan Allen. I don't draft him anywhere. I haven't got any shares in him. Right.
I've told you that people use the same argument for Keenan Allen. Oh, he's injury prone, blah, 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 blah. These very fluky injuries.
Yeah, and I get that. But my issue with Hunter Henry is that I think for where he gets drafted, I don't want to take that risk, whereas Jonnu Smith was already pretty low drafted last year. And then this year he's going to be low again. So I'd rather take a late round flyer on Jonnu Smith for big weeks with large yak than thinking somebody's going to be an absolute target hog, which I just don't see Hunter Henry being, to be honest. And I think he's that good at blocking. They play two tight end sets and Jonnu gets hit more.
Be a bit. Hunter Henry scores more touchdowns than Jonnu Smith.
Mate, I'd love to care about it all season. Because there's no way I'll say yeah. But like, but mate, yeah, go on, I'll write it down.
I am with you. I won't be drafting either of these guys at tight end. I mean, this for me is, unless you're taking Kelsey or Kittle, this is why you punt at tight end. And I still personally don't think you take Kelsey or Kittle. I'm very much in that camp that you punt at tight end. I believe you can find guys later on that will have a breakout of such. So last year, Robert Tonyan, Logan Thomas, you can get these guys later on in drafts. People are forgetting about Blake Jarwin this year, for example, is one. So you avoid both of these two. That's what I'm getting at for fantasy.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kittle and Kelsey are the only two that you bank on if you're gonna draft a tight end pretty early.
That's
my point.
Obviously, Cam's back here. Sorry?
What else have we got? I hope Cam does well, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's back there. That's why I kind of like Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry he reminds me, he's very similar to Greg Olsen type, and we saw the connection with Greg Olsen with Cam, so that's what I'm kind of hoping onto with our little beer bet there. But yeah, I'm the same as you. I hope he succeeds. Again, he wasn't put in the position last year to succeed with the weapons that he had. And to be fair, the Patriots had a lot of holdouts due to COVID last year.
Sneaky good bit to get the Patriots.
Yeah, I think they will be as well. And I really still believe that they will draft Mac Jones in this draft.
And he's going to be good.
Yep. So let's move on to the wide receivers that they've signed, which is everyone. So Kendrick Bourne, I actually really like. I've got him in a lot of dynasty teams for some really weird reason, but he was very usable for me at times last year in fantasy. He signed here. Nelson Aguilar and Corey Davis. So we've got three new wide receivers in town. I don't know what this does for N'Keal Harry, who they've used a first round pick on. That I don't think that the Patriots get enough bashing for their recent draft class, because I would say that Patriots in the last 5 or 6 years, their draft class have been absolutely awful.
Yeah. I'd just give away the books, to be honest. I'm surprised they took Aguilar. I feel like I saw something that they said that the Patriots bet on getting wide receivers really cheap and overpaid and all the rubbish ones, while everyone else held out and waited for the other ones to come cheap. That's what it felt like. I mean, it's not Corey Davis as well, it's Cody. Was a safety, apparently.
Sorry. Corey Davis has gone to the Jets, hasn't he? So yeah. That's my
like, that hasn't happened. There wasn't a swap, was there? Because that would ruin all my Corey Davis shares. Kendrick Bourne, he was decent enough last year. It just feels a bit meh, the wide receivers there. And you just feel like they're going to play Jonnu Smith at wide receiver or something. There's just
they're going to play two tight end sets the whole time.
They just need a quarterback now.
Well, they're going to draft Mac Jones. We've already said that. James White's come back and it's a bit meh.
Yeah.
I do think the Patriots, like you, Tim, though, will be sneakily good. Not for fantasy, but for in NFL purposes next year.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to Jamie's favourite team, the New Orleans Saints. So we've got, well, famous Jameis has re-signed. I think we kind of all thought that would happen.
Yeah.
I've kind of said that I'm avoiding this team totally for fantasy because I've got a funny feeling they're going to rotate Jameis and Taysom at quarterback all season. I don't really want part of it. But the other sort of notable signings here, Dwayne Washington, Ty Montgomery are back. Nick Vanette's gone there. They did need a new tight end after Jared Cook has gone. But Adam Trautman is probably the guy that you want for a dynasty purposes.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly honest, but even redraft Vanette's not going to do much there, in my opinion.
No, agreed. Anyone buying Jameis?
Yep.
Yeah, cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah. Let's move on, because there's not really much to look at there for them. My New York Giants. I am very happy. We've signed Kenny Golladay, which I'm over the moon about. Kyle Rudolph, I don't particularly think Kyle Rudolph's the tight end one, but I think it's a good NFL standpoint free agent signing for the Giants. And Devontae Booker, I can't get enough of that.
I presume he's replacing Wayne Gallman.
No, Wayne Gallman's back, mate.
Have they re-signed him?
He's back anyway. He's not a free agent.
Is it Rod Smith? Still got Rod.
No, well, sorry, I must have been thinking. I reckon that they'll move Ward Gallman. If he's that's what I reckon.
No, I think Booker would be the third option, mate, to be fair.
Two years, $6 million.
Yeah, them deals you can normally get out of after a year, Jamie. They're not.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just looking, going $6 million. I'm interested to see how much of that's guaranteed.
I don't think Booker's doing much there, to be fair. He's not.
Coleman shouldn't. Whoever's second and third in the depth chart shouldn't be doing much anyway. But
no.
It's all dependent on if Barkley can stay healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, and John Ross is there. That's a one-year deal. I don't know. I think that kind of says everything about John Ross. I think that I'd be very surprised if the Giants take a wide receiver. I'd be very surprised to see John Ross on this team come.
If you pay less than $1 million a touchdown, you've won.
Well, did they just about Ross? Do you think is he being signed as a wide receiver? Is he potentially being signed as a kick and punt returner? And I know that's probably a fair bit of money for it, but his speed, elusive, I reckon he could be used on special teams.
Yeah, he probably could, but I don't think he's on this team come September if they draft a wide receiver.
He's there. He's 100% there.
Yeah.
He's 100% doing something week one. He's the new Deshaun Jackson. And then he's
injured. No, he's really not.
You guys remember what he did at the start of last year? He was actually really good, and then he got injured.
I hated that pick by the Bengals when they made that. I hated it.
I think all Bengals fans could agree with you.
Yeah. Kenny Golladay is the only guy that really worth talking about here. I think it just kind of keeps him where he was for fantasy.
Not for me. But then again, I had him ranked as my number four wide receiver in Dynasty at the start of last year.
You're mad, but yeah.
you can add 10, 13 spots that I'm dropping him. He's probably going to be in the 14 to 18.
And that's about where I had him anyway, so.
That's ridiculous. With Matt Stafford.
It's the Lions, and they don't deserve nice things.
That doesn't make any sense to his.
No, because the Lions are an idiotic organisation who fuck things up for everyone.
I can't remember where I had Golladay, but I remember having Jamie Adam. I just specifically remember that because it was a debate. I like him in the Giants. I like him for. Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones, inaccuracy, but he's not a stupid quarterback, if you get what I mean. He makes ball handling errors, but he can put the ball within a radius where Golladay will make up for some of those inaccuracies because he's good at contesting.
He's a bit like Alan Robinson in that regard.
He's tied first for contested touchdowns since he's come into the league. I like him for the point that he can make up for some of Jones's mistakes. So I think his value probably stays around about the same. I think he's a wide receiver to edging on one.
Yeah, agreed.
Just quickly on the Kenny Golladay rankings last off season.
I'm talking about this season.
I had him at four. No. You had him at seven last year.
Yeah, I'm talking about this season though.
But you said you had him about 14 to 18 last year.
No, I said this year.
No, you said you were keeping him the same this year.
No, I said I was keeping him the same before he moved. I had him down at 14 or 15 anyway.
I'll be honest, I prefer Kenny Golladay with Jared Goff than I would with Daniel Jones. But that's just me.
Yeah.
You had him at 13. No, you didn't. You had him. That was Jason, I think. Jason had him. No, you had him at 13.
Yeah, I thought so.
We had him over consensus 10.
He stays at wide receiver 1/2 for me.
Yep, agreed.
He's a 2 for me. I wouldn't want him as a 1. But I think as well, you've also got to think about with the Golladay signing is we're pretty certain that if Daniel Jones doesn't do anything this year, he's gone.
Yeah, he should be.
So that has also got you kind of. You've got to think about that as well when you're ranking him for people who are other people as well going, well, next year he might have a better quarterback than a Daniel Jones or whatever it will be. Who knows?
Daniel Jones doesn't have any excuse this year. He has to perform. I'm not going to go into my Daniel Jones rant. Everyone knows my views.
It's a different part of that.
Everyone knows my views on Daniel Jones. So let's move on to the Jets. So we've got Corey Davis, Keelan Cole have gone here.
It
helps them out on wide receiver. They're very poor wide receiving core as it was. Do we like one of these guys? Do we like or? Are we still on Denzel Mims?
It's Jameson Crowder all day long. Of the court.
Jameson Crowder's not there. He's a free agent.
No, he's not. They can cut Jameson Crowder, but he's not a free agent.
There's a lot of talk that he will not be on that team come September.
Yeah, I know there is, but he's their best wide receiver. It's just the money that they're paying him.
Corey Davis is better than Jameson Crowder.
Sorry. I agree.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me? Corey won the season, get my money, Davis. Fuck off. Not a chance. Not a chance. They're totally different receivers to start with. So comparing them is probably bad on us.
I just said Corey Davis is their best receiver. In terms of talent, he's their best receiver.
In terms of talent, then probably Denzel Mims is their best receiver.
Not seen it.
But I haven't really seen much talent from Corey Davis in the last 5 years. One season. He played for one season. Which makes him a one season wonder. If you're talking talent, you're talking about the actual player itself.
Yeah, but you were. You said Denzel Mims.
No.
Last season, in his one season, wasn't a wonder. So, therefore, Corey Davis is better in a one season.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't want either of them, if I'm honest, in fantasy. I don't want Corey Davis. And I don't want Denzel Mims.
But you want Jameson Crowder?
Oh, yeah. At the draft cost, yeah.
Yeah.
Denzel Mims will be cheaper than Jameson Crowder.
Yeah. That still means I still want Jameson Crowder.
But you just said that at the draft cost,
yeah. I think Jameson Crowder is a better receiver than Denzel Mims. He will score more fantasy points than Denzel Mims. So if Jameson Crowder is drafted a round before Denzel Mims, that is still way too cheap for Jameson Crowder compared to Mims.
We love Jameson Crowder. And I love Jameson Crowder for fantasy.
Hmm.
And I like that there is more than Jameson Crowder for Darnold, hopefully.
It's great for Darnold.
Well, if Crowder does stay, the three wide receivers are Davis, Mims and Crowder anyway. Keenan Cole won't even factor into any of it, but for me.
Agreed. But what you were saying about Crowder and obviously maybe not being there, that was the kind of thought with the Keelan Cole signing.
I don't think he will be there.
No, I'd be surprised if they kept him. Just because of the money, I thought that he would be a good fit for the Titans. But
they've gone and signed Josh Reynolds. So
for that spot as well.
But let's be honest, who's better?
Well, Josh Reynolds is pretty cheaper.
Yeah. It's all about money this year, isn't it?
Yep. Tevin Coleman's gone in. Don't really care.
He's still not a thing.
No. Tyler Croft, meh. Don't really care. And
still not a thing.
Josh Adams, meh.
He was a thing once in Philadelphia for like two games.
And
speaking of Philadelphia,
they got their QB1.
Cheers for chiming in, man. Craig.
Over Mims. Yes, I agree, Craig. Over Mims.
Do we even have to look at this next one?
Well, seeing as though Ramsey's has just commented that Davis over Mims all day, Ramsey's, please let us know if it's Flacco over Hurts all day while we're on the Eagles, mate. That would be good.
I mean, I would say I feel sorry for Eagles fans. I don't, because I really don't. I have a strong dislike for that organisation. So,
Did you hear about the quote Flacco said?
No.
He hasn't come in, been brought in just to only be a backup. He's here to start, or something similar.
QB1 then, is it? Yeah. Let's move on to the Steelers. Juju is back.
Can I just make a comment on the Eagles? I quite like them signing Kelsey. I think it helps. I do think that's fantasy relevant. So, yeah. Sorry. On to the Steelers.
Well, the only sort of notable signing here is Juju is back on a 1-year deal. I think probably the best place for him to go back. I love the fact that he turned down the Ravens and about three other wide receivers have now turned down the Ravens as well.
Even T.Y. Hilton did.
Yeah. I kind of think it was the best decision for Juju to go back there.
It doesn't move anywhere on the.
I don't know what's the word. It rained back a bit on the likes of Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool because they just all alternated weeks last year, didn't they? The one week that you won't play Juju, he's guaranteed to go off.
I don't think it affects Deontay as much as it affects Chase. I think while Big Ben's the quarterback there, Johnson's going to see 10 to 12 targets a week.
Yeah.
And in PPR, that's an absolute gold mine. I think, obviously, I reckon that they might bring back Connor on a cheap 1 year deal. Because I think Connor and Juju, if Connor went back as well on a cheap 1 year deal for a running back, him and Juju are on 1 year contracts next year. And it's very popular, very short contracts this year, because next year the cap is going to go up, and they're going to be able to get more money. Hence, like Will Fuller, obviously, when I left before Fuller, you start talking about Will Fuller, 1 year contract in Miami. It's just getting more money next year. It's sensible.
I'd quite like to see Connor on the Jets, to be honest. But yeah, we could see him back here for the Steelers.
I just thought it's running. They're kind of running out of time now. They can probably get him back on a cheap 1 year deal. Approve it. He was all right. Not last year, but then again, the whole run game for the Steelers was garbage last year, and they've only got what McFarland and Benny Snell.
I like that Juju went back on a cheaper deal, a bit of a team deal as well. I think the biggest issue, but what's always said about Juju is that he's front and center, he's likes, he's TikTok dances, and he stepped away from that from a monetary point of view, which I think says, I want to be here. Like I've done what I want, what I said I'd do to be here. This is a 1 year, prove it, prove you're the wide receiver one or our guy, and we'll pay you when we've got more money next year. I think that's what that is. It's the equivalent of a cheap franchise tag for me. I like it. I like it a lot. I thought he was going to ball out last year. I do think he's going to ball out this year.
I read somewhere that someone was just going on from he's all TikTok and all me, all this Juju, that someone was saying that what people don't realise is he's one of the hardest workers on the team.
Yeah.
He's trained so hard. And yes, I think we all agree he's not a wide receiver one for a team.
Yep.
He's just not that. But a very, very, very good wide receiver two. He's maybe just where he is. And there's no shame in that, let's be honest. That was kind of what Reggie Wayne was to Marvin Harrison.
He's wide receiver one for fantasy point of view. He could be a wide receiver one for fantasy.
Could be, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to... Well, we could take a quick look at the 49ers. They've brought back Jeff Wilson, Ross Dwelly back. Sorry?
Love it.
What, Jeff Wilson going back?
I think he's got a real shot at being their RB1 next year or this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said before, I don't really mind when these players go back to the system that they know.
I feel like after Tim mentioned Jason mentioned Kelsey signing, I feel like I need to mention the Alex Mack signing for them. I think that's really big as well. Absolutely phenomenal center. Left the Falcons. Big loss for us. Huge gain for the 49ers. And also Carl Juszczyk.
Yeah, that's a big signings bring back.
Yeah. 5 years, $27 million.
always bolts with touchdowns.
Yeah. When you don't expect it.
Let's quickly move on to Seattle. We've got Chris Carson back here. I think you're going to be quite happy about that, Jamie.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Kind of like this move as well. Gerald Everett going here.
Yeah.
Stays in the division, knows the division well. It's kind of what I said on our free agent, where our ideal landing spots would have been. I said about players staying within their division.
Mm.
You see it a lot, and Gerald Everett stays in the NFC West. So, and for me, he's the clear tight end one on that team.
Big Willie D.
I'll be honest, I don't think there is a tight end one on the Seattle Seahawks, because you just don't know what...
I think he scored the most fantasy points out of every tight end on that roster.
He very well could. he very well could. I like Gerald Everett. If I'm honest, he's a better wide receiver and better tight end than Tyler Higbee. So I'm surprised the Rams let him go.
Agreed. Chris Carson, I mean, this kills Rashad Penny now.
They are going to ride Chris Carson so much. And it's so pretty. It's going to be so pretty.
Yeah.
All of my Chris Carson shares.
They clearly want to get back to that run game. Just sort of impact Lockett and Metcalf a little bit. They clearly want to smash the shit out of the ball on the ground.
Do you know what? Carson was unsigned. Wasn't drafted.
Yeah.
So he was unsigned. And a 2-year, $14.7 million contract. He's done well.
Yep.
For an unsigned player. It's not specifically just for Carson, but I mean for any player that wasn't drafted to get a nice contract like that, I'm all for.
Yep. Tim, anything to add on the Seahawks?
No. Really weird organization at the minute. Lots of fantasy relevant players who might not be fantasy relevant next year.
Russ Wilson. Is he a Seahawk next year? Yes or no? That's all. Yes or no? What I want to hear.
Yes, he is.
Tim?
Yes, but I don't think he's going to be the Russ we know and love.
Yeah, Russ is staying there.
Let's move on to Tampa Bay. And, well, Tampa Bay have just basically brought back everyone that was there last year. So,
yep.
Chris Godwin's been franchise tagged. He's back.
Like it.
Gronk's back, which we all said Gronk was going back there or he'd retire. They put Suck up back as the kicker. I like what they've done. Doesn't move the needle for any of them in fantasy dynasty purposes for me. They all stay where they kind of was.
Yeah,
agreed.
Let's move on to the Titans. And, well, we've got one... do we have to?
No, Jeff Swain.
I'm actually looking forward to talking about the next team after this, but yeah. Josh Reynolds is probably the only sort of dynasty factor that you'd want.
Still don't want him.
late dart for a pick.
Oh yeah, late. If he's off waivers and you've got a deep bench, just pick him up and sit him. See what you've got.
Right, let's move on to the football team. The football team. And Ryan Fitzmagic is back.
Love it.
I love everything the team have done here. I love the Curtis Samuel signing, and I love Ryan Fitzpatrick as the QB. I just love everything they've done, Washington.
I could say one thing about Fitzpatrick. He is going to be in one of my lineups every single week in DraftKings next year.
I think Curtis Samuel's going to have a very good season this year with Fitzpatrick.
Helps Terry.
Oh, helps everyone.
Yeah, it's just great. It is just great. I don't know if they're going to be amazing. I think the defense will be great. They're going to be good to watch for the first time in forever.
Do you know what's interesting about the Samuel signing? Is we saw that Ron Rivera couldn't use Curtis Samuel when he was there.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is he doing now? Let's just hope he's learnt.
The thing is, when Ron Rivera's there, Samuel had a lot of injuries coming into the NFL. Anyway, a couple of injuries that sort of hampered his first 2 years in the NFL. So, yeah, let's hope he's learned. I think not being injured and seeing what he saw of Samuel last year in Carolina, I think Curtis Samuel will be just fine here.
I think some people just peak or blossom at different points.
Curtis Samuel was injured for his first 2 years in the league. He's always a good player.
The Fitzpatrick signing hurts any J.D. McKissick shares.
Yeah.
And also Antonio Gibson pass catching, because Fitzpatrick doesn't do that. Doesn't.
I think. What do you think of Logan Thomas with Fitz?
I think he showed last year with Gesicki that he hasn't got a track record of it. Like, I think back a long time ago, he had Scott Chandler, and then Gesicki, and I can't think who else it was. It was someone else as well. So, I think Thomas is a good player. I think he will be fine. I don't think it massively moves the needle up or down for me.
Oh, well, that we have come to the end of our free agent signings. I mean, we can go back and have a quick look at some of the other teams that we started with and just anyone that we've added. The Cardinals, I think we covered everyone there. The Falcons, Jamie, brought in Mike Davis.
It's another body. I think it's
2 year deal.
Serviceable. It can be a 1 year. It can cut him off, get rid of him after 1 year. I think I don't think he's probably gonna be the RB1. I think it's, unless we draft someone, I think it's gonna be a mixture of him, Ito and Brian Hill. I don't think there's gonna be a clear cut starter. I don't hate it. I just, it doesn't move the needle either way for me.
Tim?
Yeah, I don't have any shares. I don't really care.
Fair enough. Buffalo, this is not updated on the sheet here, but they've just signed Matt Breida to a 1 year deal. Anyone care?
I have lots of Matt Breida shares. I've not paid like anything really for them. It's just a place where running back's going to die, isn't it?
If so is that Zach Moss, not very good. Devin Singletree didn't look very good. Matt Breida, always injured. Well, he's not always injured, is he? He's always hurt, but always continues to play. But he's just. It could be a bit of a resurgent for him.
Yeah. I think he's nothing more than just fodder.
I was literally going to say the same.
I don't know. I just can't get excited about any.
It's just meh.
Yeah, that's it. It's meh.
The Panthers pulled in Dan Arnold. Anyone?
I like it.
I like it. I think he goes straight in as their tight end one.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Ian Thomas dream is over.
Yeah, shame.
Oh, I did not know that. The Bears have signed Damian Williams. I did not know that.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, it is a little bit. So they got.
Is he actually a really good running back?
They got a three-headed monster now with Montgomery, Damian Williams, and Tariq Cohen.
Yay.
More running back committees. Yeah.
No one else there.
I did not realise the Bengals are signing Eli Apple. Good luck with that. Oh, I had Twitter beef with Eli Apple once. That was good fun. Cowboys. Oh, this was breaking news on our podcast chat. I don't know if we covered this one last week, Jamie. Mike Boone.
Meh.
We'll get Alan on for a Mike Boone special episode.
God, he'll be talking for hours.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else. Texans, have they signed anyone else for a 1 year, £2.5 million deal?
Philip Lindsay. They signed Philip Lindsay before we come on. Yeah.
I love that.
I don't like any bond signing for the Texans right now.
If you want to sell Philip Lindsay, sell him to Tim.
Yeah. Because why not just stash a load of running backs? Because they're not going to have anyone to throw the ball, because I don't think the shot is going to be there, to be honest. So they're just
T.Y. Hilton's back.
T.Y. Hilton back with the Colts. I said that would happen.
As we thought, yeah, we all thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Love Pascal the Rascal. Love Malali Cox. Love Marlon Mack re-signing. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think the Colts are going to be a good team next year. Jags, no one of note that we covered. Oh, the Chiefs have brought back DeMarcus Robinson. Just that was the only one that happened before we come on.
See what slides into the Sammy Watkins role. Him and Brian Pringle switch between them.
Yep.
It is what it is.
So that is the three. Obviously, we'll cover anything during our news segment, which will be back next week. But we've actually got Stompy coming on next week, which will be good fun.
Yay.
So we're going to cover the Broncos. That will be good fun. But yeah, obviously we'll cover any new free agent signings. I think the worst of it is over now.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Jamie, have you had a good week? Anything to add before we wrap up?
Not really. It's been mowing, which has been quite nice.
Nice. Tim?
Beer garden's open in 2 weeks. I'll be happy then.
I finished Sons of Anarchy, finally.
Oh, what a series.
Yeah, brilliant series. I'm so glad I actually got into it this time and watched the whole lot. Brilliant series. Can't recommend that enough. And I've just started the new Tomb Raider game on my Xbox. Well, not the new Tomb Raider game, it's the one in the middle, the Rise of the Tomb Raider. Really good game. It was like $4.99 on the Xbox store. I was like, yeah, I'll have some of that. So, yeah, it's an excellent game.
Nice.
You can find us on Twitter at @kickers_matter. Our website is kingfantasysports.com/kickersmatter. And we are not sponsored by Manscaped. So everyone, thanks for thanks for listening. And this will be released as a podcast tonight. And yeah, if you could leave us a little 5-star review, that goes a long way for us. Cheers, guys.
Oh, peace out.